Mikey. Good morning, everybody. We are on Mem Beis Amid Beis. Okay. I think what I'm going to do is just, we are up to the Eisvei, is that correct? But let's just go back to the Ibai Lahu a little bit. We'll step us back in order, sometimes get us back in order to go forward. Okay. Ibai Lahu. So you have the Gemara Mem Beis Amid Beis from the Ibai Lahu, which is pretty much the, middle of the page, right? Middle of the page, Ibai Lahu. Actually, about I would say the upper half, about 20 lines from the top. The second Ibai Lahu. So the Gemara asks now, Bolehem Yain Besocha Mazen. Let's say wine is brought in mitten dritten, right? I'm sorry, but before the meal, and you made a bracha bari priyagafa maush yiftor es hayayin shalachar mazon. Is that going to exempt the wine that's brought after the meal before birkas hamazon? Im tinsa loymer, if you want to say birchal yayin shalifnei hamazon poter siyayin shalachar mazon, if you're going to say that the wine that is brought before the meal that's going to exempt the wine after the meal, why? Because they both have the same reason. This one is to drink, and that one is to drink. But here, that the wine that's brought after the meal is brought to drink, but the wine that's brought but during the meal is only lishros, is only so that the food has a place to land in your stomach, right? And the brach is not choshev, as if you drank it, lo, it would not exempt. Odil maloshno, or perhaps wine is wine, and therefore there will be no distinction. One bracha works for both. Says the Gemara, multiple answers. Rav Amar Poter. Rav says the first one does exempt the second one. Mem Beis Mem Beis. Rav Kahana Amar Eino Poter. Does not exempt. Rav Nachman Amar Poter. Rav Sheshet Amar Eino Poter. Rav Huna Rav Yehuda V'chol Tamid Eid Rav. Omre Eino Poter. It does not exempt.
What's okay. The point of including that if we already have Rav saying it? They're arguing on the Rebbe.
Yeah. They don't know what the Rebbe says. That's traditionally the way we understand it. So now, that's what we were up to last time. Eitzvei Rava L'Rav Nachman. Frekt Rava to Rav Nachman Ashayla. We learned in the Mishnah, Rav Nachman is of the opinion that you're exempt, that the bracha before, even though it's lishros, will exempt that as lishtos. So, Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman, Balhem Yain Besoch HaMazen, you bring wine in the middle of the meal, Kol Echad V'Echad Mivarech La'atzmo. Everybody has to make a bracha independent of the other guy. Okay? La'achar HaMazen, but if you bring wine after the meal is over, Echad Mivarech La'kulam. One can make a bracha for everybody. So we see Beferish in the Mishnah that the wine within the meal is not going to exempt the wine after the meal, and therefore the Mishnah needs to tell us that you need to make a second bracha. Whether one can make for everybody. I mean, if the bracha in the middle of the meal exempts the wine after the meal, then what do you mean? What's the question as to who's making the bracha? There is no bracha. The fact that we're discussing who makes the bracha tells us there is a bracha. So Amalei Hachi Kama, you have to read it differently. If no wine is brought during the meal. So now, of course, you have to make a bracha at the end of the meal. Eliachar mazon, but rather, wine is only brought at the end of the meal. Echad mevarech l'kulam. One opinion is that one person makes a bracha for everybody. Okay, so that was the conclusion of the Gemara we did last time. Now, I printed this out because I want to explain to you exactly what parperis is. I explained it perfectly last time. I want to explain it perfectly now. Parperis is either a cooked dish, okay, a fowl or fish, which is used as an appetizer prior to the meal, or dessert food such as cakes served at the meal. That's Rashi. Or it's a dish made with croutons that no longer has the shape of bread. That is the opinion of the Rabbeinu Chananel. Big hak in the salad. So now the Shaila is... Now we can go to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Berech alapas, if one makes a bracha on the bread, that will pater es parperis. That will exempt the appetizer. That's what we call parperis, appetizer. But those are the two shittas that you should know. Okay, ala parperis, but if one makes a bracha on the parperis, on the appetizer, lo pater es pas. Appetizer, pater, pas. Right? That will not exempt the pas. That's a tongue twister. Beishamai omrim afloi maisikadeira. Beishamai says, this mysterious statement that it will not exempt a maisa kedera, that is a dish of cooked grain from one of the five species, either grain, wheat, barley, oats, rye, or spelt. Okay? What that line is of Beis Shammai is mysterious, which means we're now going to try to understand what is Beis Shammai talking about. Remember I told you last time we learned the Mishnah, it's mysterious. We're going to get to it in the Gemara. Well, good news. What's the good news?
We're in the Gemara
now. So now we're going to have clarity. And we know that Ein Simcha Elika Ateres Asfekas, there's no greater Simcha than the clarification of doubt. And now we're going to hopefully understand this mysterious statement of the Halakha Beis Shammai. Ibailu, the Bnei Yeshiva asked it to open-ended two-sided halachic shayla. Beis Shammai Areisha Pligi, is Beis Shammai coming to argue on the first half of the Tanakama? O Dilma Aseifa Pligi, or is Beis Shammai coming to argue on the second half? Nu, Dikamer Tanakama, Tanakama said in the first half, Beirech ala pas, if one makes a bracha on the bread, Pateres apar peres, that's coming to exempt the appetizer. And then Vikol Shekein Maisa Kader, and how much more so will that come to exempt an item cooked with one of the five grains? Comes along, the first opinion is Ve'asi Beis Shammai Lemeimer, comes along Beis Shammai and argues on both of these dinim, and says Lo Mibayi Parperes Lo Pachulu Pas. It doesn't need to say that Parperes does not become exempt with bread. El Afilu Maisa Kedera Nami Lo Pachra. Not only does bread not get exempt by the bread, but even a cooked item of one of the five grains will also not be exempt by the bracha of Hamotzi. That's one opinion. The other explanation of Beis Shammai is, O Dilma, or perhaps, always circle O Dilma in the Gemara, then you know the two sides of the Shaila. O Dilma, Asefak Pligi, he's arguing on the second half of the Mishnah, Diktani, that the Tanakhama says, Beirech ala parperes, if one makes a bracha on the appetizer, Loi Ponteres apas, it's not coming to exempt you from bread, but pas hu de lo pater. It doesn't come to the appetizer doesn't exempt you on bread. Aval maisa kedera, but if you make a bracha on appetizer, that will make you exempt from an item cooked of one of the five grains. Pater. Va'asu Beis Shammai lemeimer, come along Beis Shammai and says, va'afilu maisa kedera, nami lo pater. Even the appetizer will not exempt one of the five grains. And the Gemara concludes by saying, Teiku. I don't know. Yeah, what was your question?
No, so you don't need to say that the old Dilma tells you, but you wanted to ask you a question. It means a two-sided...
That's Ibailu. Boy does not necessarily... Boy is a halachic shayla, but it doesn't give you the old Dilma. When you have an Ibailu, you should always know, traditionally, when you have an Ibailu, you will have a question, then you will have the old Dilma possibility, and traditionally, what doesn't happen here, you will have a Tashma, which will bring a Brisa or a Mishnah trying to point you in one direction or the other. So it's always good to focus in that direction, because you know what's coming. When you see, once you see an Ibailu, you know everything that's coming. You don't have the old Dilma words by the Ba'i. That's why I said, circle the old Dilma. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Hayu Yoshvin, Kol Echad V'Echad Mivarech La'atzmo. If you're sitting around, everybody must make a bracha, each one by themselves. Okay? But if you're Hasebo, but if you lean, which we all know the word Hasebo, we know it from Pesach, right? Then, one person makes a bracha for everybody. Says the Gemara, Hasebo in. If they're leaning, then one can make for everybody. Lo Hasebo, but if you don't lean, lo. One person cannot make a bracha for everybody. Rather, everybody makes their own independent bracha. Or minhu. We have a contradiction. Asara Shiyolchim Baderach. There are 10 people traveling. Afal Pisha Kulam Ochlim Mikikarechet. Even though they're all eating from one bread. Whole wheat bread, not whole wheat, whatever, right? That is not considered a kvias. And the Cholech of Yechim Mivarech Leatzwa. Everybody must make a bracha independent. But Yoshvu Lechol, but let's say they stopped walking. They sat down. Afal Pisha Kolechad Viachad Ochal Mikikaro. Even though everybody's eating from their own bread, Echad Mivarech Lekulam. One person makes a bracha for everybody. Says the Gemara, what do we see from here? Tony, what did it say in that braisa? Yeshvu, in quotes. Not Hasebo, if they just sat, then that one person can make a bracha for everybody. Afal pi shelo Hasebo, even though what? Even though they didn't lean. So we have a kasha, because we just said if they lean is when one person can make a bracha for everybody. But now it appears that sitting alone means one person can make a bracha for everybody. So the Gemara answers, where somebody made a declaration, Nezel, let us go, v'nechel, and eat, lachma, bread, bedoich, in the area, plon, so and so. So therefore, since they were mazmin, since they made that invitation one to the other, that is considered kvias, and therefore, one could make a bracha for everybody. This next Gemara is very dear to me. The first time I ever heard it, or the first time I ever remembered it, is is when Rav Shachter gave a hesped for a Soloveitchik in 1993, he said over, this was the last thing he said in the hesped. I wonder if it's Kedai, if it's online, to listen to the hesbedim. But in 1993, Rav Shachter said over this Gemara, Kinas Navshei Derav, when Rav was Nifter, Azlu Talmidei Basra, the Talmidim went after him to bury him. Ki Hadri, when they returned, Amri, they said, Nezel v'nechalach me'anahar danak, let us go and eat bread and break bread. On Nahar Dank. Right? That's on the riverbanks over there. That was called Nahar Dank. So Basar Dekarche, after they broke bread and they ate, Yotzvi v'kami boilu, they sat around and they asked the Shilas, Nu, Hasebo Dafka Tanan? Is it specifically if you lean, one person can make a bracha for everybody? Aval Yashvu, but if they sat low, therefore everybody has to make a bracha independent. O Dilma, or perhaps, since we said, let us go and break bread in that particular place, that's ilu, they leaned. So lo havibiyad, the Talmidim didn't have the answer. Kamra v'adde baravah, so v'adde baravah gets up. Turning over to Mem Gimel Aleph. Ahadir kari l'achura, he then tears kriya nachamul a second time. Achurav on the backside. V'kara kriyachrin, and he kari another time in order to show that the Avelis was as bitter as it was on the day of death. Because they needed a horah from their Rebbe, and they didn't know how to learn. They didn't know the answer. So Amr, Surav Adi Baravah says, Nach nafshei de Rav, Rebbe, Rav died, u'birchas mezoni lo gamrin, and we don't understand birchas hamazon. Ad the asahu tab, until along came when al dayid, and ramalu masnis in a braisa, and asked the kasha from the Mishnah to the braisa that we just asked. Vishanulay, and he told them, since we said, let us go and eat bread in that specific place, it's considered as if it's haseba, and one person can make a bracha of everybody else. I'll never forget Rav Shechter reading this Gemara and crying as he read this Gemara. And he said, there are so many shaylas now. He says, forget brain death. That was the big shayla of the day. We don't know what to do, and if we only had our Rebbe here. That's when you miss your Rebbe the most. When you don't have him in the area of halacha. So Rav Shechter was crying as he read this Gemara, saying just like then they felt that Rav had passed away. They felt the loss bitterly. At that moment, Rav Shechter felt the loss of his Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, so bitterly. Okay. Hesebo. So the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah that if they lean at the time of the bracha on the pas, echad mevarech, one can make a bracha for each and everybody. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, says Rav, Loi shanu ela pas. We only learned this when it came to bread. Diboy haseba, that it requires leaning, aval yayin, but it came to wine. Lo boy haseba, it does not require leaning. And even without leaning, since they're drinking together, one person can make a bracha for everybody. Reb Yochanan Amar Afilu Yayin Ami Boy Haseba. Reb Yochanan Zok, that even wine requires us to lean in order for one to be mostly other people. Now the Gemara brings an alternative lashon. Right? Ika the Amri. Whenever you have an Ika the Amri, it's going to be very similar to what we learned. It's going to be an alternative language. Says the Gemara Marav Loishon, we all learned this din, that one makes a bracha for everybody. Ella pas, that's only vis-a-vis pas by bread. De mahanyaleh seba, that leaning works. Aval yayin, but when it comes to wine, lo mahanyaleh seba, then wine is not going to work. Reb Yochanan Amar Afilu Yayin Nami mahanyaleh seba. Reb Yochanan says, when it comes to wine, even right, it will work. Afilu wine, when it comes to wine, haseba will work by wine. Okay, so it comes out, according to the first language, the machloikis is, does wine require haseba? According to the second language, is, does by wine haseba work at all? Okay? The first one is, does it require haseba? Maybe it will work without haseba. The second language is, does haseba work when it comes to wine? Either way, the Gemara asks a question. Kate said, seder haseba. How does haseba work? So the Gemara says, orchin, the guests, nichnasin, they enter the home of the balabayis. Okay, and they lean on the bread, right? I'm sorry, they have not leaned yet on the bed, but rather Yoshvin al gavi safsalin, they sit on the safsal is like a bench. The al gavi katredios, those are also types of chairs. Ad sheichnu sukulam, until everybody enters. So right now they're sitting on chairs. When everybody enters, hivulhem mayim, they brought water, they bring water, and kol achavyecha notol yado echas, they wash one hand. Because for wine, you only require one hand. So let me wash one hand at this point. Balahem yayin. When wine is brought to them, kol echad v'yachad mevarech la'atzmo, each and every one of them make a bracha independent. Now the Gemara in the Braisa is going to bring in the order of how they entered before the Hasei. But the Gemara now, Bryce continues, what is the leaning status of the meal? So we haven't had our question yet. Alu, so now they go on the bed, Vesebo, and now they lean to drink, to get ready for the Suda. Ubalahem, Mayim, and water comes to them. Afal pi, even though that everybody drank wine already, Kol Achadiacha, Notel Yado Echas, before they drank wine, each one of them had washed one hand. They come back and they wash two hands. Balahem Yayin. So then wine is brought to them. Even though each and every one of them made their own bracha already, now at this point, now that they're leaning, then one makes a bracha for everyone. So it comes out that when they bring the wine initially, each one makes his own bracha. When it comes to Seba, one makes a bracha for everybody. So now the Gemara comes and asks the question. Leheach lishnad yam Rav, according to the first lashon of Rav, Lo shanu elapas debaya seba, which says that only wine, only bread requires a seba, aval yayin lo baya seba, but wine doesn't require a seba. Kasha reisha, the reisha is difficult because the reisha says that each one makes their own bracha. Why should that be? They don't have a seba, you don't require a seba. Okay, so the Gemara answers, shani orchid. Guests are different. Why are guests different? The daitu lemeakar. Because the whole idea of a guest is they're getting ready to go from one place to another place. Okay, so since they're going from one place to another place, that is not the place they're going to be the whole time, and therefore their yeshiva is not considered kvius. Okay, even according to Rav, then everybody would make their own bracha. Okay, what about the second language? Well, le'ach lishnu d'am Rav, but according to the second language of Rav, that lo shanu ala pas, we only said by bread the b'han yilei seba. That only by bread is Haseba effective, aval yayin lo mahanyale Haseba, but by wine Haseba doesn't work, it's ineffective, kasha Seba. We have a difficulty in the Seifa. Because the Seifa says what? That if one, when they get ready for Haseba, everybody makes, one makes a bracha for everybody. But how does that work? We just said, according to the second language in a Braisa, Haseba is not effective. Says the Gemara, Shani Hasam. That case is different of the Braisa, that they all were masiv in order to eat bread. So the Gemara says there's a concept of since. Migu, not a classic migu in believability, but de migu de kahanyale haseba lapas, since haseba already works for the bread, mehanyale haseba liyayin, therefore we just continue that haseba for the wine. So it's by the way, it's like a grow. All of a sudden, since that haseba works for the bread, then we schlep in the wine factor as well. But if it was just for wine, independently, then a seba still wouldn't work. It's only here because they're both doing bread and wine. Okay, we'll see everybody tomorrow in Birsa Shem.